Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Set up for today. Gator Dave at the top of the hour. That's top of hour two, I should say. We've got Charles Arbuckle coming up. Buck is back with us on Tuesday, fresh off his stint in the AAF. And Griff. Boy, has Griff been shying away from controversy lately. Not at all. Griff will be with us top of hour number three. 888-702-5494 and on Twitter at Bill is King. If you want to email the show, Bill is King 7@gmail.com. Those are the various ways that you can get in touch with us on the show today. So don't be shy. Feel free. We consider all of you basically co-hosts. Crazy Charlie and I consider you that. So your interaction, very much encouraged. If you want to get your name on the radio, tweet something pretty good, and you can get it in there. Or you can call the show. Buckeye Brenda. Some shows we just kind of let it happen. We just kind of let it flow. Buckeye Brenda says, we are on a well-deserved heart-earned vacation for a bit. Right now, we're squished into a plane. She says, what are you hearing on Paris Johnson as he starts his official visits? Okay. So, hey, random question there. No worries, though. Let's get to it. Paris Johnson, what are we hearing? Let me fill everybody in on this one. He is a 6'7", 300-pound, five-star offensive tackle out of Cincinnati St. X, a very famous high school in Cincinnati. St. X High School in Cincinnati. And he's been committed to the Buckeyes for a while. Anyways, he's been visiting. The threat to the Buckeyes with him seems to be Georgia. Georgia's offensive line coach is Sam Pittman. And Sam Pittman is, he may be the best name right now among offensive line coaches in America. Now, is that highly debatable? Sure. You can throw your guy du jour in there anytime you choose, but Sam Pittman is a name that I would keep in mind. And many of you already know him, not a new name. He's been doing this for a while. But Georgia is considered maybe the team with the best offensive line heading into this new season. And Paris Johnson is intrigued. Will that be enough to pull him away from heading up to Seabus, Ohio? I don't know about that. But that would seem to be, at the moment, the biggest threat for Paris Johnson Jr. That would be my look into the future there with him. So there you go. Buckeye Brenda with what's happening there. It's going to be fun to watch a lot of things. I tell you who's also hot. And this, I'm not meaning this to sound like groundbreaking news, but Clemson is hot. Now, I understand they just won the most recent Natty, convincingly. So I'm not trying to be Captain Obvious, but in recruiting, it almost feels like Clemson, with two of the last three Natties, has taken another step in recruiting. Upwards. It almost feels like that right now. They're hot, and they're taking advantage of it, which is the right thing to do. If you're a name that is that attractive, I mean, think about it. Clemson right now, Dabo Swinney and that staff, Brent Venables and all the others on that staff, they can go wherever and say, we get you Natties here regularly now. They've got two. Getting two in close proximity is very difficult to do. Very teams can ever do that. Clemson's updated the resume. Getting two as opposed to one is very difficult in close proximity. Two of the last 3 years. They can go and talk to recruits and say, we've got the facilities. Oh, you want championships? Let me ask you something, Johnny Five Star. Do you like to win a lot? Is that fun for you? We're doing it here. Check the most recent seasons. And we can get you to the league where you get paid. Ultimately, you want to play Sunday and you want to get the money. It's always about the money. You want to get the money that comes with Sundays. We can do that for you too. We can prepare you for that right here in Clemson, South Carolina. We can do that for you. Or if it's your education and your degree, if that's vitally important, we can get that done for you too. No worries. Yeah, Clemson right now has as much to sell as anybody. Here's the other thing, and I don't know if Clemson uses this, but Clemson can provide this for you in a league that's not very good right now in football. Yeah, we dominate it, and we beat anybody else we're going to need to play, too. We just beat Alabama, and we've beaten them two of the last three times we've played them. But we do it in a league where nobody wants to compete with us. It's actually kind of silly. Yeah, we do it in a league where whoever number two is, and again, I think it might be Syracuse, we've got a pretty good lead overall with everybody else in our league. So come on over here. We'll hang out a little bit. We'll win some natties. We'll get you prepared for the league. That's Clemson football right now, and it's a good place to be. For all of you who make fun of teams, a lot of you like to bash Georgia, Tennessee, teams like that. Tennessee doesn't have a natty since 98. Most teams don't even have a natty, period, ever. But Tennessee doesn't have one going on over 20 years. Georgia doesn't have one since 1980. What is that, 39 years? Got to remember, Clemson, you had to go back to 1981 for Clemson before they rattled off the last two of the last three, I should say. 1981. I remember those seasons vividly. Georgia won it in 80, Clemson in 81. That's when I was in college. I remember those games, those seasons vividly, like they were yesterday, like they were the 2018 season. And back then, Georgia versus Clemson in the regular season was a thing. They played. Those were really good games. Yeah, that was a big time event between those two. And Georgia is a team like Clemson that can get back to winning natties. They've been good enough recently to win natties, as we have witnessed. You just got to get it done. You've got to finish it. You've got to ABC, always be closing. That's the only thing that's been missing from Georgia. You got to close it. You got to finish it. You can't be good enough to be up on the champ. You've got to finish the champ if you're Georgia. And that's what's been evading them. So, yeah, from Paris Johnson, I got into this conversation from earlier. Paris Johnson in recruiting. Paris Johnson Jr. Buckeyes. Tell you what, Buckeyes are going to be interesting because in that latest ESPN release, they were like 13th. I don't think that's where they're going to be ranked. I think they'll be ranked in the top 5 or 6. I'd be shocked if they're not. But a lot of people placing a little bit of doubt on the Buckeyes coming up this season. Ryan Day has a lot to prove. Now, I endorse that hire. Let's not be revisionist historians. I endorse that hire. I thought that was a good idea. We'll see if that's the correct endorsement once we get to playing games again. And let me remind you, there is never an off season. Yeah, it's not the off season. It's the non-playing portion of the season. That's what we're talking about. Always enjoy it. 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill Is King. And if you do want to check in by way of email, BillIsKing7, that's the number 7, at gmail.com. Love to hear from you. No Life checks in this morning. That would be Jim from Jupiter. Said, Bill, here is the TV that Georgia fans watched their last natty on, and it's kind of a old-time TV. You know the TVs that had the rabbit ears on them? You had to have rabbit ears. Actually, 1980, we were getting cable. Got to remember, ESPN hit, what, in 79-ish? 79, 80? So we were all starting to get cable back then. We opted on the farm for the huge carcass dish. So we got satellite TV back then. We didn't get, well, where we were in the country, they didn't string cable. So we didn't have a choice. So we got the big old dish. And it was, now this was not the mesh dish, the big black mesh dish. This was the big white dish that was not mesh. And it just looked like a big, ugly, half-baked flying saucer in your backyard. I mean, big, too. You couldn't go out and just grab this thing and carry it around. And remember, it was concreted into the ground. And it had a crank on the back where you could aim it different directions if you needed to. You don't remember those days? Yeah, that's what we had. That's what we had back in the day because we had no choice. They didn't string cable back where we were. Not at all. Proud satellite dish owners, but we got everything. ESPN, the news. That's when CNN actually was popular. People actually watched it. CNN was an objective, fun-to-watch news station where you could actually get good stuff. Now it's just an angry bunch of social justice warriors who don't love life. Anyways, let's do this. Let's Let's get the first break on this Tuesday edition. 888-702-5494. Gator Dave coming up. Top of hour number two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
24 westbound, getting more full across the 440 and on the eastern split. 31st Avenue southbound, seeing more traffic near Fannie Mae Dee's Park and 21st Avenue as it turns onto Blakemore. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville reminds listeners,
the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country.
Their commitment and courage keep our country safe and strong.
Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today.
This message is from Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville.
Give them a call today for more info at 931-553-4101.
That's 931-553-4101.
Screaming Eagle Ready Mix in Clarksville.
Saluting those who make our country stronger.
It's easy to get distracted while you're driving, especially when you're receiving messages like,
it's your brother's birthday. Call him, please.
And this,
you're pitching tonight.
You better warm up that arm, golden boy. LOL.
Oh, and definitely this.
Saw your ex today, Nick. Why doesn't she know about us? Nick.
So silence the distractions before you get in the car. Thumbs down to texting and driving. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got
to
tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running. In the open field, headed for the end zone.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. The ball is in the straight line. You're going through a tight one. You keep on living that mind. Let's keep going. The ball in the back seat. The generous city.
Omni Nashville Hotel. And actually, on Friday, we'll be at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course doing the show. That is the Tennessee State University football fundraiser. And we'll be out there doing the show, actually from 7 until 9 out there. That's something we've been doing the last several years. Enjoy that one, always. Speaking of Clemson, we were talking about this earlier. Defensive lineman Brian Breese from Damascus, Maryland, announces today. It's this afternoon, early afternoon, the 24/7 composite number one player in the country. Announces it's Clemson, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Alabama, and Georgia. Clemson is considered the overwhelming favorite to get him. Just to buttress what I was talking about earlier, their momentum right now. They're supposed to get him this afternoon. And he is just another one of those awesome defensive linemen that Clemson has been getting, and not only getting, but developing through the years. The beat goes on. Clemson football. Crazy Charlie's team. Clemson football. For those who have teams right now, your team, let's say it's struggling. Let's say you are let me pick a couple teams out here that are struggling mightily. Florida State would be one. Yeah, Florida State football is coming off their worst season in literally, it feels like forever. I mean, there were some crappy seasons in the lost decade, which was the early 2000s. Correct. Yeah, that's right. There were some bad years in there. But you always felt like, even during the lost decade, even when Bobby Bowden, you could tell he wasn't going to be able to save anything. It was too late. He needed to go. You always felt like there was light at the end of the tunnel. I hate to use that cliche. I just did, but Jimbo's going to come in and fix it. Yeah, it's gonna happen. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. But Clemson had so many down years after 1981, including NCAA stuff, too, under my guy, Danny Ford. You know, I'm a Danny Ford guy. Love me some Danny. What's another team struggling? Tennessee. Tennessee has done very little since 1998. 01 was an almost. Let me give you that. 07 got to the SEC championship game. But I remember being out in Tempe, Scottsdale for the Tennessee-Florida State Natty. Tennessee wins a Natty. Now, I remember getting back and telling people once the party atmosphere ended. I mean, you can only throw confetti in the air so long before you have to get up and move on, right? We just won the Natty. We just celebrated it. At some point, you got to check in with real life again. So I remember getting back to town, doing the show, and explaining to fans, relish the moment. Enjoy it. Embrace it. These are very hard to come by. I'm just telling you, grab on to it. Enjoy it. And Tennessee fans, I could just tell. Now, nobody really said this, but I could just tell. Tennessee fans, in that moment, took it for granted. And you got to remember, they had a lot of players back, most of the team back from that 98 team. Fulmer, even, the Cosby Cattleman's favorite guy, Fulmer, even when he would be on the rubber chicken circuit, everybody's got their own travel, go see the fan circuit during the spring. And he had the very same story at every stop. I heard it several times. And it was, yeah, after the game, I'm standing there with Bobby Bowden, Mrs. Fulmer. I'm paraphrasing. And he's congratulating us. He's congratulating me for the national championship. And Bobby's last words to me were, I'll see you in the national championship next year. And Fulmer said, I looked at him and I said, I'll be there. And he said this repeatedly. He told the same story pretty much everywhere. I think Fulmer took it for granted. I really do. And that team that had everybody back, basically minus Al Wilson, who was a hellacious player, didn't bust a grape. They went 9-3 and didn't play well, didn't look motivated, didn't look well coached, that same group. They had their natty and couldn't get them up. Went back to the same spot for their bowl game and got beat way worse than the score indicated by Nebraska. Went down there, lost to Florida. Just did not look well coached at all. They're hard to come by, everybody. And, again, more power to Clemson because they're able to win another one. And they're on target to win just another one. They're favored by many this year, either them or Alabama, to do it again. But, yeah, if you're down like Florida State or Tennessee, give me some blue bloods that are down right now. Southern Cal. Southern Cal's down right now. USC football. Nebraska has been down for a long time. You got to remember now, Nebraska, since that moment, that year in the bowl game against Tennessee, really hadn't done a whole lot. Bo Pelini got them to the Big 12 championship game where, you got to remember, that was the Texas game. And that was when they put another second on the clock so Texas could kick the field goal to win it. That was, what was that, the 09 season? That was the Texas team that got to the national championship against Alabama. Yeah, that was literally 10 years ago. Bo Pelini. Remember Carl Pelini post-game trying to fight people, trying to tell people don't be filming this? They were really, really mad. Yeah, Nebraska hasn't done anything in a long time, too. Now they do have Scott Frost. They got Frosty in there, and I know they're excited about the future. And last year, even though the record wasn't very good, you could just tell they were improving. And I don't know if Nebraska is a threat in the Big 12 West this year or not, but people are talking about it, at least. Yeah, people are bringing it up, at least. Nebraska football. We'll see if that becomes a thing again or not. I know a lot of people believe. I'm a Frosty guy. The only thing I don't like about Frosty is, and Dr. Tom was the same way, so I got to be careful. Dr. Tom won. You got to remember, Dr. Tom was one of those very rare head coaches. He wasn't a screamer. Most head coaches err on the side of being screamers more than they err on the side of being the calm guy. Always calm. Frost does not believe in being the screamer guy. Now, I've seen it work. Dr. Tom did it. Tom Landry was the same way. The energy vampire. Even though we give him a lot of crap, there were years where he was winning at Georgia. He wasn't a big screamer. But Frosty, that's the way he's going to be at Nebraska, too. He's not a big screamer. He's one of those, you make a mistake, you get a big hug. That's the only thing, and it doesn't look like physicality is necessarily the thing. It's speed them up, spread them out, score like Loyola Marymount basketball back in the day. That's the only worry I have there would be stylistically for them. Let's get the bottom of the hour. Gator Dave coming up. Buck coming up. Hour 2. Griff, hour 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash on 3rd and Union in front of Nashville Trust. 24 still staying full across the 440 Parkway and across the Eastern Split. Lafayette becoming a little busier south of I-40. Self-storage solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Locally owned and operated. Rent online now at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For April, try the delicious chicken teriyaki sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we had a rare NASCAR off weekend this past. Drivers vacationing all over the globe, it seems. But up next, that rest is going to go out the window as it's Talladega Super Speedway. I know, that's just cruel. Grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Hotel. 888-702-5494. If your team is struggling, just go back and look at Clemson and where they had been since 81, let's say, and then where they are now, on top of the world. Red Parker era, that was the 70s. And his record was 17-25-2. That was mid-70s. Charlie Pell took over after that. Remember, he had the quarterback Steve Fuller. And he did good. He did very well. He went 18-4-1 in 2 years, 77-78. But he left to go to Florida to take over the Gators, Charlie Pell. Denny Ford was the O-line coach at Clemson. Got elevated and won the Natty in 1981. Danny Ford won the Natty in 1981. Love me some Danny now. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a long time, but I've had some incredible conversations with Danny. Now, Danny lasted almost another 10 years, then the NCAA got him. So they hired Ken Hatfield at Clemson. And, you know, he did pretty well in his, what was he there, for 4 years? I think he won 32, let me look at this. Where is he? Yeah, 32 games in 4 years. That's not bad. Now, right after that, they hired my boy Tommy West, who now is the D-line coach there. And he did well. Tommy Bowden after that, and then, of course, Dabo Swinney. Mr. Dabo Swinney. And the rest is history. Anyways. Yeah, just a little lesson there. If you're wondering about your team struggling, go back and look at Clemson. Heck, if you're wondering about your team struggling, go back and look at Alabama under Mike Shula or some other coaches, Mike DuBose. Jeff in Chicago says, Bill Frosty isn't a screamer, but he wasn't afraid to call out his team at a press conference last year when he said that they seemed to like losing. No, I know. I mean, he's not gonna back off too much, but I just wonder stylistically about them. Karen says, I'm going to bet the farm on the Aggies and Clemson today. And she pulls up some of the odds, and the Aggies are getting 21 at Clemson. LSU, Texas, LSU's favored by 7. Is that real or is that a little ambitious? Oregon getting 3 against Auburn. Florida State's favored by 4.5 over Boise State. Gators favored by 8.5 over Miami. Remember that game was moved to August 24th. It was moved up a week. Which I'm good with that. I can hang with that. Randy checking in, big Virginia Tech fan, says, Bill, I hear you talking about Nebraska not being the physical presence they used to be. Who are the most physical teams in college football now that we see all this spread stuff? Almost looks like flag football. Well, that's why when you have one of those teams that is physical, that can line up, you have an advantage. But there aren't that many out there. He's right. Alabama. Now, Alabama got away from that some, but Alabama's still based on physicality. Let's not get too far off track here. And they will return to their roots this year coming up. Alabama will. Nick's going to see to it. Oh, Nick had his hip surgery yesterday. I assume he's resting comfortably. He's probably breaking down film right now while rehabbing in the post-op. Clemson is another one. Who else is based on physicality? Wisconsin is one. Iowa is another. Wisconsin, Iowa. Who am I leaving out? Out west, I would say Stanford. Stanford has not been playing as well of recent, but their style is not chuck and duck. Their style is punch you in the mouth. Washington somewhat. I'll throw them in there too. Southern Cal is pro style. Southern Cal is not, let's spread them out and see how many people we can trick. Southern Cal football is not about smoke and mirrors. They haven't been very good lately, but that's their style. See, there's a couple of things here. It's one thing where that is your style. It's another thing to do it well. Jimbo Fisher is a physical style football guy at A&M, at Florida State prior. Yeah, Jimbo, Dan Mullen is about physicality. There's another one. Jeremy Pruitt, now they're not there yet, but Jeremy Pruitt is a physical, we want to mash you. We want you to be pleading and begging at the end of the game to let up. Jeremy Pruitt is that style as well. I'm sure I'm leaving a bunch out. Who else would we throw out? Like in the ACC or the Big Ten. Buckeyes, now, I'll say this. The Buckeyes can be physical. The Urban Meyer style can be physical, but it is about sometimes. Now, it depends on his personnel. Depends on his quarterback. With Dwayne Haskins, you're going to take advantage of the passing game. With Tim Tebow, you're going to take advantage of the zone read. So it depends on who you have as your leader, your quarterback leader with Urban Meyer. But certainly they'll be physical. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, when he's your running back, you're going to be physical. Ryan Day, it's his team now, and we'll see how he goes about business. With Justin Fields, you've got a combo guy that can do either. Jeff 2 this morning, checking in, says, Bill Saban had his hip surgery yesterday. He says, imagine if we come to find out Saban's surliness as a coach was due to his hip pain. I'm saying this, he says, for entertainment, but imagine Saban turning into a happy, smiling, kumbaya-like coach post-op. That'd be a story. Yeah, what if Saban comes out of this and it's group hug time? Now I'm doubting that. Yeah, Nick is pretty far along in life where I think he is what he is, but no, I know what Jeff's saying. I get what he's saying. Has anybody ever seen Nick in a situation where you're approaching people or whatever it might be where there's a hug? Now, I'm saying outside of family. I don't mean family. I don't mean Miss Terry or one of the relatives. I'm just saying somebody random. Is there ever a hug? Or is it mainly just kind of a quick handshake with Nick? I think so. Anybody in this audience ever been hugged by Nick Saban? And tell the truth. Anybody you know. Gator Dave's coming up hour two. Looking forward to that. Yeah, Dan Mullen is a physical style football coach. What was the biggest transformation Florida made this last year? Other than quarterback play started looking competent again. It'd be physicality. It'd be lines of scrimmage. It'd be toughness. Gotta reestablish that. Jeremy Pruitt's trying to get that done. He's not as far along as Mullen is at Florida, but Jeremy Pruitt's trying to get that done as well. 888-702-5494. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. And remember, use the name Bill Is King. Bill Is King. Put that in the promo code box. That'll get you a discount of 5%. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. And remember, that includes concerts, sporting events, concerts, anything you can think of when it comes to tickets. PrimoSeats.com. Let's get the break here, finishing up this first hour. Again, 888-702-5494, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Rex on Old Hickory Boulevard, one in Antioch east of Whitemore Lane, another on OHB in Hermitage south of I-40 near Armstrong Flooring. Still clearing the accident on 3rd and Union near Nashville Trust. 24 is full from Whitsitt Park and to the Eastern Split. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
The Cardinals, $1.25 favorite at Busch Stadium today against the Milwaukee Brewers. They're +115 on the money line. The total is 8.5. That's flat. The Brewers 7-3 to the under on the road. The Cardinals are 14-6-2 to the total or the over this season. Jordan Klingberg with the series winning goal, the 17:02 mark of overtime. Dallas edges Nashville 2-1 at the American Airlines Center. The win paid out -140 on the money line. The total was 5. It went under at 3. The Dallas Stars were the $1.60 underdog in the series. That means if you bet 100 of the Stars to win, you cashed out at 260. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Winter's over, and lucky lawns everywhere are getting Scott's Turf Builder Halts Crabgrass Preventer from the Home Depot. Right now, buy a bag and you'll save up to $25 on a bag of Turf Builder Weed and Feed. Prevent crabgrass, weed and feed your grass, and save up to $25. Guess your lawn's not the only lucky one. Today is the day for doing, with savings on Weed and Feed when you buy a bag of Turf Builder with Halts. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. $25 savings on a 43-pound bag. Selection varies by store.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For the rest of the morning, partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. As we move through Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with the low around 58. And for Wednesday, a chance of stray showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 78. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Couple things here before I get the call. 888-702-5494 Omni. Randy says, Bill, would you put Northwestern or Navy football or the military academies in that category? Yeah, Coach Fitz is a very physical style coach. I don't know that I would say Northwestern's team is all that physical. I mean, they're physical, but I wouldn't put them in the upper echelon. That would mainly be because of just the players you're going to get. But no, he is stylistically wanting. He is a physical guy. Now the military academies run the wishbone because they feel like they have to, the triple option. On the offense, they feel like line, meaning tackle to tackle, you're not going to be as big and strong as some of the A-listers. So you have to run that style of play to equalize everything. But it's still physical. That brand is physical. It's different, but it's physical. Yes. I'll give you that. He also says, Bill, I don't think you mentioned LSU. LSU ball is physical. Correct. Yeah, the good point. Very good point. Point well taken. Duly noted there. Absolutely. Chad, I think, is next in line here on the calls. What's up, Chad?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Speaking of LSU, I mean, that's a tough style of football, but it's more just like tough to watch on offense because that is just horrendous.
Well, now that they have a quarterback in Joe Burrow who actually can throw it, it's better to watch. But you're right, from J.J. Jefferson all the way up to Zach Mettenberger for a stretch there. But, yeah, it can lure you to sleep at times prior. I'll give you that.
Wasn't Paralu the quarterback when they won the Natty?
When they won the Natty in 07, Paralu was the quarterback in the SEC championship game, and I believe Matt Flynn got healthy again.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a couple of potential Heisman winners there. Hey, I wanted to get your opinion, Bill, on the Big Ten.
Yes.
For me, I see it being – the schedule lines up well for Harbaugh and Michigan. They get Sparty and the Buckeyes in Ann Arbor. And I think last year that kind of went under the radar that, you know, a lot of their tough games were on the road.
Well, and they get Notre Dame at home too.
Yeah.
Well, it lines up, but you got to admit, we're all becoming a little bit skeptical because they're not winning the big games.
Right.
So
the bowl game.
It's time to get that off the resume.
Definitely. And I have little faith in Lewerke. He kind of let me down last year. Apparently his shoulder's healthy and his arm feels strong, but that's your typical spring game, you know, one-liners.
Right.
So I'll believe that when I see it.
I hear you. No, Chad, be safe, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Take care.
Yep. With Michigan, I'm in the full-fledged. I'm getting sick of speculating on their big season coming up. Meaning we've done this for a few years now with Harbaugh, and they have yet to deliver. So all we have left with Harbaugh in Michigan is people who want to hype it up, go ahead and hype it up. I get it, but please do it. You're going to have to deliver. Some teams like Clemson, Alabama, I think Ohio State, I think Ohio State belongs in that same conversation. If there's hype, you can believe it. Because they deliver oftentimes on the hype. Michigan doesn't. But they've got to erase that. They've got to exercise that filthy demon. Because it makes you numb. It's hard to buy in when talking about Michigan. I'm not saying they can't do it, but you've got to be a skeptic when watching them because they fail to deliver. They don't win the big game, and they certainly don't win, if you want to call the Ohio State the big game, which you certainly could, they don't win that game. They flat out do not get the W in that game. And until that happens, it makes me more skeptical every year when watching them. I gotta tell you, I bought in. I thought when they got their guy, when they were able to get their guy, Harbaugh, he's one of them. He played there. When they got their guy, I thought, this is the magical hire. I did. So now some of you, Black would be the one leading the charge here. He didn't believe from the beginning, and he bashed it from the beginning. I believed. Karen points out this article. You know, I told you that Nashville has become the bachelorette capital of America. It is. It is. Come down here any day, but certainly on the weekend, and watch the pedal taverns. A woman got arrested. She threw a bar stool at a bartender in Nashville Monday morning as part of a dare by her bachelorette party. See, we're even getting people arrested. Oh, did you see that video? I laughed yesterday almost nonstop watching the Easter Bunny down in Orlando beat that dude up, throw down on that dude. Did you see that video? That might be the funniest thing other than the Cosby Cattleman that I've seen. Hour two coming up, Gator Dave.